When it comes to bills, BPAY is in your corner. Literally. Their logo has been in the corner of your bills for over 20 years across 45,000 businesses. Stay in control of your bills with BPAY. Contact your bank to see if BPAY is right for you.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Husey and Ed, for your afternoon. Hello.
Oh, God, I'm stuffing it up already. Hello, Dave Hughes. Hello, Ed Cavalier.
That was all right. That was all right. Good. Go on, Husey.
Tom from Tom and Ollie is filling in. Great to have you here, Tom.
Thank you.
I know you'll be on later in the evening, but Tom is filling in our show because our man Jack is having a baby. They're in the labour ward as we speak. We're not going to hassle them today, but tomorrow we will have an update on where the wonderful, beautiful Beck is with Jack and the baby.
If you go to our Instagram page, Jack is in the delivery room. He's got a GoPro on the head that is streaming live.
No,
so
it's...
business end.
No, we wanted that to happen, but he wouldn't be up for it. So, and we question his commitment to the show.
Doesn't
care
about content, mate.
Well, that's
care
it.
About content.
What do you think, a boy or a girl, guys?
I'm thinking boy. They've already got a girl, Ava. I'm thinking boy.
Okay. This is tough for me, though, Tom. It's tough for me, that question. Yeah.
Why? He doesn't see gender. So.
That's good. Support my LGBT friends. I like that. Hey, we've got Ann Edmonds coming up in the show. We've also got a huge one, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, on the show as well.
Yeah, big Hollywood star. He was in the movie Looper. Yes. Loopers with Bruce Willis.
Looper. One Looper.
No S on the end of Looper. I don't know why I added it.
Inception?
I didn't have it there. I doubted myself and I threw it in. And it was a bad mistake to start the show with.
It was poor. But I'm going to throw something at him which is even poorer. Because that guy's in the market for singers. And I'm going to volunteer one.
Oh, Gordon Levitt.
Yeah, Gordon Levitt. Joseph Gordon Levitt. Gordon Levitt. Just Gordon to me. I call him Gordy.
Gordon Gordo.
G-Lev.
Now... Yeah.
Hey,
what?
Ask me why I'm fired up.
Why are you fired up?
Masked Singer.
Yeah, yes. It's tonight,
Sunday
guys.
Tonight, baby.
If you haven't seen the promos or you're not aware, it's on at 7:30 tonight on Channel 10.
Boom. Now when we come back though, is it already over? Is it polluted? Like that place where you can set the water on fire, is it already polluted?
Yeah, I don't know that place. That sounds like fun. That place, but
it's not.
What are you gonna do, mate? Well, you're gonna expose some more.
I'm gonna expose the shame of Channel 10, and it has come to light. And people are gonna be either turning on or turning off in their droves.
Might as well just wander around the world with a trench coat on, mate, with nothing underneath. Because that's all you're doing these days. Just open it up, saying have a look, and everyone goes, ooh, yuck. That's what's happening.
Not everyone says, oh, yuck. Some people are into it.
That's Husey and Ed.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
We've got Ann Edmonds coming up very soon.
Yeah, legend Ann Edmonds on. Have you been paying attention tonight, I believe? So.
Okay. Enough about that. Time for the main dish, because tonight it starts at 7:30. It is the Masked Singer and the boss of the show, D. Hughes. Husey is in the house. Husey, how are you feeling? Launch day.
Now, I'm excited, Australia. I need Australia to know that the reveal tonight is a mind blower.
We're getting a mask off tonight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, straight away. Yeah, mask
which
off every
one?
Episode, mate. You don't tune in without getting a mask off.
That's good.
Not going to tell you which one, but I'm telling you, it's a blinder. It's a cracker.
Serious?
It's a ripper. Yeah.
Will Australia's going to go, watching, wow. Though? But will anyone still be watching?
Why not?
Well, because the photographs that we've been putting out is photographs of Ursula and you and Danny and all the different masks and Osha. The group shot that I saw of the Masked Singer had Osha in a silver suit standing out the front, and then way up the back in a suit that was the same color as the background, which made him look very hard to spot. I think it was you.
Yeah, social distancing, that's the
social distancing
thing.
Importance distancing.
Transitioned out of the show.
You were in a fire escape about 4 kilometres behind everybody else. I had to squint to see you.
No, look, I did have a word with the team.
Man, get him in the back.
There's another photo where I got halfway to the front. I haven't got to the front yet, but I'm on my way to the front. So
there'll be one with just a boot and Osh's back. But the photograph I'm looking at here, I don't know whether to applaud you or cry, but it's you, Danny Minogue, sitting down. Jackie O's sitting down, Ursula sitting down, and you, my friend, are standing up, dancing on your own.
Ooh, I keep dancing on my own.
What is happening? Well, Husey. Yeah,
now, that is, oh, that's a good song. Is it Callum somewhere else?
Callum Scott,
that
yep.
Yeah, he's great. what is happening there, mate, is someone's got to get the party started, and I am, you know, I'm the pink of the group, and I'm up. I mean, you've
is
got...
Is that how a party starts, though? Because this party seems like it's DOA. No one... Jackie O's staring straight ahead, pretending she can't see you, because she's behind... I'm like, it's Perspex you're sitting next to, Jack. You can see him. And he's moving. He's dancing. Look at him. He's dancing.
No, I am dancing. I'm really getting into the dancing this year, and I don't need anyone's...
So did you just get up yourself? Did you? Was there someone in your ear saying, get up, boys?
No, no,
or
I've got,
get, no, no,
I,
get down. That's what
I prompted. I've got to go.
Sit down.
No, I'm...
Boom. You're up.
Mate, I'm like the soldier who lays down on the barbed wire so people can go over the top of him. So that's who I am.
And I am. Here he goes
dancing.
Again. Here he goes again.
I'm prepared to do it. I don't care anymore. Honestly, I'm going to just start dancing at the 7-Eleven. I don't give a...
Yeah,
I like my son, who will dance. He'll just break out a dance move in the middle of Bunnings. He doesn't care.
Is it
now
music
dad's on? Like that as well. We're just going to dance.
This is your dance family.
I'm a dancing queen, mate. And you know what? Ursula's not a natural dancer. Jackie's a reluctant dancer, and Danny.
I've never seen Jackie dance.
Gone
I have
off
never
dancing.
Seen. Why is Jackie? What do you mean, Danny's gone off dancing? What do you mean she's gone off
mate.
It. She's a musician.
Like,
what do you mean she's gone off?
Well, the thing is, I follow her moves. I need her up with me so I can try to follow what she's doing. When she's just staring at me, I'm like, who am I? I'm like in some sort of gilded cage performing for your enjoyment.
You
get
are.
Up, get you up, are. Get up.
You're there. Dance monkey, and I gotta say, man, I've never been prouder than you. They put you in a black suit with a black light behind you to try and hide you, but you don't care. You're proud as punch,
mate,
and I am proud of you, man.
I was dancing the whole way. I don't know how they're going to edit around it. It's going to be a hard edit, John.
Yeah. it's tonight, and I'm fired up.
Yeah, 7:30, 10 and win. Get involved.
Husey and Ed.
All thanks to BPAY. BPAY can help you stay in control of your bills. Contact your bank to see if BPAY is right for you.
I already know it is. I pay all my bills through the BPAY. Forever. It's just, back
the
off.
The day I discovered BPAY a couple of years ago, it was just an incredible day. So.
Yeah, post office hasn't seen you since.
Mate, it is so easy
to pay
your
bills.
Except
when you're picking up your magazines, wink-a-wink.
No, I don't do magazines. They get delivered. I do go to the post office a lot to pick up parcels. Oh, not anymore, though, because we're always home. Not, so there's never a chance for them to slip something in your box.
Well, now hard segue here. Hard segue from that comment.
I slip the card in your box. You know the card we're talking about.
I know the one.
Go to the post office and pick up your parcel.
Still going to be a hard segue to who you want to speak about.
My wife.
There you go.
That's not that hard. That's fine. Because she nearly killed herself the other day.
What?
Yeah. This has all started when she was, I don't know, airing out the doona or something. She's mad keen to change the sheets in our bed.
Oh, so is mine.
Oh,
can I just sleep in my filth for one night?
Absolutely. And if you're going to change the sheets, don't go halfway. Do the whole job. Don't let me come to bed at 9 o'clock at night and go, my God, I'm going to have to change the sheets now because there's nothing on there. Like,
well, wet sheets. My wife's
so keen to do it.
It's on wet sheets. Every now and again, I lie on wet sheets.
Oh. Really? My wife makes me take the sheets to the laundromat. Like, we're like in a share house or something. We don't have a laundry.
You don't do your own sheets?
Yeah, because there's so many sheets to dry that she wants it done in one massive industrial dryer. So. Anyway, let's get away from that. The other night she was doing that. She was, she was airing it. She also got to, I don't know, she's got to get the dust mites out of it. And when she was picked up the doona, it smashed the light above my bed, like the bedside lamp. So she's not looking what she's doing. Yeah, that's a good sound. That's exactly what was happening. And also sort of mucked about with the light so it didn't work, and then I'm like, oh, you ruined that. She said, I'll fix it. And I said, I don't know. You shouldn't. But she did attempt to fix it later on. I wasn't there when she attempted it. And the whole house shorted out. She like went, it went.
You don't need to do it when Tommy's playing it. That's the whole point. We don't need you to do it. You know what I'm saying?
And I'll give you the big tip. If it wasn't for that safety switch thing.
Yep.
she would no longer be with us.
No, look, safety switches are absolutely crucial.
Does every house have them?
Yeah, and they're compulsory, but you make sure that yours is working. That's actually a genuinely very good tip. Because they've saved lives.
They do, and then you've got to go down to the board and see which one's down.
Yeah.
See which one's down, you put it up. And you feel like a real hero when you put it up. And you just put it straight back up.
The fuse box, not the board.
Whatever it is, mate. We've got a lot of fuses. We've got a stack of fuses.
We've got a massive house.
I know,
cameras.
It's like the fuse box of a shopping centre. Do you know what I mean?
Do you reckon someone's stealing your electricity?
Mate. There's so many buttons there. I've got no idea what most of them do. Surely it's doubling up, isn't it?
Yeah, you think so. Turn a few off.
Well, I should. But you know what? As you said, without that safety switch, she's dead.
Oh, my God.
Don't like it.
I mean, we need to hear from people who have had issues, don't we? Incidents.
Yeah. Have you almost electrocuted yourself? Double points if the safety switch went off, because it can happen. This is a cautionary tale.
Well, double points if it went off. Yeah. It goes off every time. I mean, triple points if it didn't go off and you're still alive to tell the tale.
13-10-60, how did you electrocute yourself?
Strange game.
How'd you do it, Australia?
13-10-60 with Husey and Ed.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
We're talking, have you nearly electrocuted yourself? My wife tried a bit of DIY sparky gear with the light above my bed.
I love how she's realized that you are so useless that she hasn't even bothered to ask you to do it. She's gone straight to amateur electricianism because she knows that you either won't or can't be asked or we'll leave it for 8 months.
It's an
indictment on you, and I accept that.
Yeah, no, I need to be better. but Ed,
living in a share house, Newtown, Sydney, and it was like one of these old houses, a little bit falling down, but there was five of us packed in there. We had an electric stove. And all of a sudden, one day I heard, and exactly that. One of my housemates trying to cook pasta had touched missed the handle and touched the hot bit. And instead of sort of like going back, had flicked it forward. It had gone AOT over the back of the electric stove into the back where all the wires for everything in the whole house, like the fridge and everything was. And it went and like that. And if that hadn't gone on, it would have burnt down straight away. It was drastic, man.
Stressful, man. That's what it is. But they survived and everyone's okay.
Well, he then eventually got trench mouth from eating too much tuna pasta, but that's a story for another day.
Trench mouth. I used to eat a lot of tuna pasta in the good old days.
Oh, yeah. Now you've got the teeth to prove it.
Yeah, now, I don't think tuna pasta was my problem. Sarah, what happened to you or someone you know?
Well, similar to you, Husey, my partner actually almost electrocuted herself but managed to trip the house out before getting electrocuted, thankfully. We've recently bought a grounding mat.
What is that?
What's that? It's, for wrestling?
It's like a little mat that you can you sit on it and it kind of earths you and takes away a lot of inflammation and it helps you sleep better and it's just
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But can we just stop down on that for a second? I remember I had the personal trainer David Boone, the football the cricketer's son, Jack,
who told me that
he told me that I need to ground myself by earthing myself by touching your feet to the actual surface of the earth. Yeah, so I don't know how
this mat. That's what that does. It just instead of actually having to go outside in the cold,
I've just gone to here we go. Grounding mats are meant to bring a connection to earth indoors. I love
this.
Does it have dirt in the mat?
No, mate,
what's in the
mat? You're an idiot. They don't have dirt in the mat. It's just a mat, but it feels earthy.
Does it feel like? Is it fake grass? What's on it? What's on
it's
the
just,
mat?
No, it's just fabric. You wouldn't even know it's there.
Exactly.
It's great.
It's strange,
barely there.
But how did it become a problem?
Well, it became a problem. It needs to be plugged into the PowerPoint, which obviously has an earthing, you know, positive, negative, and earth. And the particular adapter that you need to plug it in didn't actually come with the product. So I've worked that out, but my partner hadn't. And so I left it on the floor waiting for the adapter to arrive from the supplier. And she's come along and thought, oh, you beauty, it's arrived. Great. I'll just plug this into the PowerPoint. So it's got like a little jack on it. It's similar to a headphone jack. So she's just assumed I'll just plug that into the PowerPoint and she's stuck it in and tripped the house out. And I was in the middle of watching The Bachelor. And it was just the worst timing. It was right at the rose ceremony. And I mean, everything
we
went
focus
out.
On the fact that she nearly died. You've missed there's 10 play. You can catch up on The Bachelor.
Well, I mean, not when the
your partner's dead on the earthing mat.
Well, hang on. You wrap her up.
Well, she wasn't very earthed at the end of this.
Exactly.
She was
fried. The ultimate irony would be getting electrocuted through an earthing mat, wouldn't
it?
An earthing thing meant to stop you being electrocuted? Is that
that's
right?
That's the whole point. Yeah, that's not an electrocution,
yeah,
Matt.
I think the earthing plug is supposed to do that, but that's...
I don't like it. I'm not a good ad for earthing mats. No. I'm not getting one. Josh, okay. what's the story?
Oh, look, I didn't have an earthing mat, but a little bit of embarrassing. When I was cooking popcorn, and I really like the flavour of vinegar, and so I was like, what better way to infuse the vinegar in the popcorn than to have it sort of in the popcorn maker through the cooking process?
Yeah,
and so
right.
I've got the corn kernels in there, and I start her up, and I pour the vinegar in, and it's just gone right through the machine.
Right, yeah.
Pop, the fuse is gone, and nearly got electrocuted.
Right. See, for me, that feels like someone who likes their hair blow-dried, so what better place to do it than in the bath? You know?
It does seem a little... asking for some trouble.
It's not a blender.
I know, put in there. I know that, mate. I know, but you can understand what he's trying. He's trying to infuse, mate. Everyone's
but you're
infusing.
Dry. You're dry.
I know
dry.
That, but he's trying to infuse.
I know, but you can't infuse. It's not the place to infuse.
Husey and Ed.
Weird one for you next.
With Anne Edo Edmonds coming on.
Ooh. Yeah. Great
I know
comedian.
She was on. Yeah, you recorded Have You Been Paying Attention yesterday. Did you?
Yeah.
Did before we talked to Anne, we talked to her about that, but as well as Masked Singer that you're going to claim she's on, but did the AFL footballers, the Richmond AFL footballers and their hijinks in the change rooms after the games, did that come up and have you been paying attention?
It didn't. No, it didn't. I think that covered in other forums perhaps, but I know that you and I both share the same opinion that we're right behind it.
We are not right behind
Why
it.
Why can't I be right behind it? What's the crime?
You can't be right behind
Tell
it,
Tell me the crime.
I played
Tell
footy
me the
for
crime.
10 years. It was never a thing.
It's a thing now.
Tockley grabbing. You don't
Why?
Be... Because it's not appropriate.
Did he seem unhappy that
he wasn't
received?
Happy with it. He moved around to get away from the Tockley grabbers, you know,
and then he moved into
another Tockley grabber.
What about the other guy? What about what happened to him?
What he
Would you
did
prefer
was
front or back?
No,
if you had to, if you
no,
either,
mate. No,
that's not an option. You want to play for the Tigers? It's going to be one or t'other.
I'm going to just play the. I'm out, man. I'm tapping out.
Ann Evans is up next here with Husey and Ed.
Don't ask.
It's the Husey and Ed catch up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
Anne Edmonds is joining us. She's on Have You Been Paying Attention tonight, Channel 10 Win, after The Masked Singer.
Wow.
She's a legend. And
she,
she joins us. Welcome, Anne.
Hi, Edo.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Edo.
Really good.
Edo.
I've got to say, Husey, it's weird to hear your voice because I had a dream about you a couple of nights ago.
Here we go.
Yeah, all right.
Here
let's
we
go.
Was he in the Richmond football team, if you catch my drift?
No, he was. He called me and he told me that his wife had kicked him out and asked if he could come and stay with Lloyd and I.
Oh,
and
I'm hanging. This is like a cliffhanger for me.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
I'm hanging on your response.
And I said to, hang on a minute, I asked Lloyd and Lloyd said, he seems like a nice guy, can't say no. So then we had you in the living room on the fold-out bed and... every time we went somewhere, you're in the back seat with us, and you're a broken man. It was more of a nightmare.
This is wonderful, Edo.
It was like some sort of awful sitcom.
This is,
you know, it's
this...
a good lesson for me though. If I was wavering as to whether to stay or go, I'm going to stay after that. Because, I mean, I don't want to be a burden on you, and I appreciate you having me and you and Lloyd, and you know, taking the space in your house to. You know, house me,
but it's such an odd dream because Edo, surely the three of you could just move into one of his eight houses and you'd be sweet.
Yeah,
that's the call you want to get.
Dreams aren't logical, though.
I think I suggested it. He went, nah, I'll just hang out here.
And in your dream, Edo, what had he done? What had he done to get himself booted out? Was that explored?
That'd have been dodgy.
She was just she was just sick. He just kept saying, "Oh, she's sick of me. She's sick of me."
That's a great dream, Edo. You should pitch this. Well, you know, you should pitch
it,
Edo.
Not all dreams come true. Not all dreams come true.
Well, I tell you, a few of Edo's dreams have come true. What about the domination of Channel 10 that she's performing tonight? Because, yes, she's on Have You Been Paying Attention? But before that, she's going to be performing on the... Edo. Before that, she's going to be performing on The Masked Singer. Bring it in.
You're obsessed. I'm getting text messages from Ed at all times of the night accusing me of being on The Masked Singer. It's got to stop.
Well,
I'm just a normal person getting about my life.
You're also a good singer. What about this?
Super spreader, will remember having the time of your life.
The hit. The internet hit, Super Spreader.
Yeah.
You know, you're a good singer. You're a really good singer. It's, you know, I was blown away the first time I heard you sing. No. No.
Well, Hughie wouldn't know if I'm on it or not. Hughie doesn't know.
No, we've unveiled a few heads. I'm not going to say who we've unveiled, but I'm not saying. Yeah, but I'm not saying anything. But you know what?
This is more awkward than that dream. I love it. We got him.
Super spreader. Remember.
It's you. It's you that's on it, Ed, and all this carrying on, trying to like shove it onto other people. You're just trying to distract from the fact that you're on it.
Yeah, you know, I've done my rigged reality TV for this season. I've already done the dancing show and I've been burnt, man.
Yeah,
I was burnt, Edo.
We couldn't catch up with him earlier in the day, Edo. Just he wasn't available in a time where he's normally available.
Shut up.
And I do know they're rehearsing.
Edo moved days of Have You Been Paying Attention. That's how I know, because you moved days of Masked Singer, so Edo had to move records for Have You Been Paying Attention. That's how I know she's on the show.
I was following the advice of the chief health officer of getting myself tested because I had a sniffle.
Yeah, and that's fair enough too. We can't avoid the sniffle, you know, no matter where you are. You've got to get the test, and so it comes back pretty quick. How many days before it came back?
3 days, and I was back in business. And you feel so good when you got the result. You're like born again. You're like, I'm so healthy.
All right, Edo, more of you tonight. Heaps of Edo on Channel 10 tonight. Starts at, she's on the project doing something. I believe she's on the news, and then straight into Masked Singer, straight into Have You Been Paying Attention, then some fishing with E.T. at 1 a.m.
8:45 p.m. on 10. You can catch it up in 10 Play as well.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Coming up very soon, Joseph Gordon-Levitt joins the show. Yeah.
Big one. Big Hollywood star.
Inception, 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah, Robin Looper. In the Batman. Stop saying Looper. You've got to think of something. Third Rock from the Sun. You've got to stop saying Looper.
Third Rock from the Sun.
Yes.
I've had enough of this. Intervention time. Technical intervention. Well, what do we got is you endlessly like just haranguing all of us about your phone. Now, Tommy, who's filling in for Jack. Jack, Tommy, you're a big Apple guy. We know you love all Apple products.
100%. Yeah.
Have a look at Husey's phone. Look at that.
Hughes, you've completely destroyed the glass background. Is that the iPhone X?
And look at that.
iPhone 10.
The back of it is all...
It's tough.
So the back of the phone is smashed, everybody. So it's actually going into his fingers.
I'm getting
some Apple in me fingers.
Little glass splinters in my fingers. And I don't like it. And sometimes the phone just takes over and just does stuff
like
without
this. Like the other day you were trying to suck up to Ellen DeGeneres and this happened.
Tried to do an Instagram post for Ellen DeGeneres. I stand with Ellen, but my phone's playing up and I just got the eye out. So just says I believe.
Good post.
And then I tried to turn my phone off and I ended up ringing 000.
Yeah, which was good. So can you get a new phone? It's probably how Corona started. Your screen cracked and it's crept out from there.
Yeah,
we're all sick of it.
It could be full of the COVID, that screen is. But it is dangerous. When your phone starts doing things on its own, like the Alan post, anything I write could just
get sent
out there.
You end up as one of those people, like, oh, it was hacked. Like, you know, people lie about being hacked. You end up, you're one step away from being one of them. So I got the man, the expert, Trevor Long from ETFM.com. He's the tech expert. Hello, Trev.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Oh, God. Trev,
you heard of this, Trev,
please.
Where the phone just takes over and starts doing things that...
Explains a lot of your tweets, Husey, but I think that...
Come on, Trev.
He's big on Twitter, Trevor.
He's massive on Twitter. Don't you worry about that. He's going.
It's very rare for it to take over, though. Let's be honest. Yeah, it's very rare for it to take over. And by the way, it calling 000, that's a feature of your phone when you squeeze the power button and the volume up button for 5 seconds. It actually starts whooping sound, and that's it's a personal alert. It's a feature of the phone.
That's not widely publicised. I don't reckon the majority of the Australian public know about that. And I actually have done that a number of times now. So, and yeah, 000 don't need those. That, yeah, anyway, thank you, Trevor.
Well, no one shows up, which tells you they're on to you. It's just Husey. He'll be right. Trev, we've reached that point. He's got means to get a new phone. People that walk around with smash phones, you always think, oh, the poor thing, they don't have money or time to go and get it. No, but you do, and he's got both of those things, and it's the back that's smashed as well. What kind of chemicals and metals is he leaking into his child's atmosphere at home and into his own fingers?
Oh, look, I don't know that we could actually list the number of chemicals and metals that would be leaking, but I just think it's the glass shards that are a real problem.
Yeah, the shards.
I mean, that's if you're not look, the funny thing here is the challenge that you've got right now with glass in your fingers is exactly caused by the same problem as what broke the phone. That's not having a case.
Yeah, we know? Go.
You're going to spend $2,000 on a phone, put it in a case, Husey,
mate.
Simple remedies. My wife is also on that, and I don't trust her, though, but I trust your judgment.
What about
as
a new
a
phone?
Case.
What about a new phone? Give us what's the best new phone? Price is no object. What's the best new phone?
Samsung just released the Galaxy Note 20. Great phone. Really nice. And you can handwrite on that. You've got a little pen built into the bottom of it. But I just don't feel like you're going to switch from Apple, are you?
No, that's the short answer there. I'm an Apple person.
What about Huawei?
Huawei do phones? Are they allowed in this country? I don't know.
They do still do phones. They are allowed in this country, but their phones are basically useless now because they don't have American Google services on them. So avoid those. There are a lot of options, right? But in reality, you're gonna stick with Apple. I know that. So there's no point telling you about the amazing savings, let alone quality and options that are available in Android, right? So your options right now are there's a lot of iPhones. There's an iPhone 11, 11 Pro, 11 Pro Max. But you are probably 3 months away from there being a brand new iPhone as well. Every year around September,
October. We're always 3 months away from a new one.
Always.
Well, if you buy a new one now, don't call me in 3 months telling me there's something better.
Is there a 12 coming out? Is there?
That's right. Yeah, there'll be a 12.
I'm holding on. Max. Thank you, Trev. I'm holding on for the 12.
There we go. Glass in the fingers.
Yeah, it'll be fine. A few more splinters. We'll get to the 12.
Trev Long from ETFM. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's not far away.
From Looper.
It's the Husey and Ed Catcher. Back for more after this. Husey and Ed.
Oh, yeah, that funny feeling with Husey and Ed, all thanks to BPay, which can help you stay in control of your bills. Contact your bank to see if BPay is right for you.
Just boom, right there. Pay your bills. Bang, bang, bang. All in a row. Easy. From internet banking. Move on with your life.
Mate, it's reliable, secure, and Australian. Remember that.
Forever.
So have I. Absolutely.
Okay.
Once I became aware of it, I've never looked back.
No, never looked back.
If you haven't got onto it, get onto BPay.
Yep.
Just use it.
Mm. We've got Kieran from The Bachelor in Paradise coming up.
We've got a lot to say to that guy. I'm gonna tear him the proverbial new one.
I don't like it. I think the old one's still, in use. Richmond style. Now, we've also... But in a moment, we're going to talk to a Hollywood superstar, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, love him.
500 from Days Looper. Of Summer.
Yeah, from Looper.
Yeah. With Bruce Willis. Great movie, if you haven't seen it. It's Looper.
It is a good movie. Stop
Inception?
I liked Inception.
Very good.
Did you? People who say that just want to pretend that they knew what was going on.
No, I didn't know exactly what was going on.
Full of it.
I enjoyed it, mate. I enjoyed Inception. I'm going to watch it again. There you go. It's on my list.
It's essentially Rewatch. A Lego movie, if you're wondering.
So you get the kids into it. The Lego movie? What about Lego movie?
Well, it's essentially the Lego movies. People building
things. I wasn't mad on Lego movies. They're not going to be a sponsor, are they? Who does the Lego movies?
Hamish Buckley.
What company?
Man. Oh, Lego. Thank you.
They've got their own production house.
No.
Enjoy Lego, the product, must say.
So do I, and Duplo. Big shout out to them. Yeah, I know. But when we come back... Everyone who's working from home now does Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom's the way to go.
It is, and we love Zoom.
Love Zoom.
But no one has ever had to deal with what we had to deal with while we were working from home to do with Hollywood. If you think Hollywood is crazy, if you think that press junkets and that type of thing are ridiculous, you will not believe what we had to go through to talk to Joseph Gordon-Gordon.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, that is up next here with you, dear Ed.
I wholeheartedly agree with what you said.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
It is Husey and Ed, that funny feeling all across your afternoon. I said all across your afternoon.
That funny feeling.
Why
is that new?
You like
that? New thing?
I just was adding it because, you know, I'm the new guy, so I thought I'd try something different.
But, I mean, is that a directive from above?
Are
we the funny feeling guys now?
Because it is that feeling with the Hit Network, you know what I'm saying?
I know that feeling.
I don't want to give people a funny feeling.
You don't
Because at the moment, if you got a funny feeling, it's possibly with a dry. I don't want that.
Doctor.
Okay, what would you prefer? Get that good feeling with Husey and Ed?
Just get lit.
Get that uplifting feeling?
No, get mad lit.
Lifting?
Get mad lit with Husey and Ed.
Or maybe just Husey and Ed.
Okay.
No, I want to get something.
Sorry.
I want to elicit an emotional response.
So, but well, can't they make up their own mind, whether it's anger, whether it's, you know, turn this crap off, whether it's...
Turned on?
Get that turned on feeling with Husey and Ed.
On. Yeah, that's weird as well. But it's probably a natural response, isn't it?
Eh?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is on the show up next, guys.
Yeah, from Looper.
Yeah, with great film, if I mentioned that. I think I might have. Now, yeah, but you can't be in person because he's, you know, not allowed in the country. No one's allowed in Australia. The gates are shut for probably the next 15 years. So
it's not looking good, is it?
We may never be able to leave.
No.
Or anyone come in.
No. So this one was for a new Netflix film called Project Power, which looks like a lot of fun, and we'll have a chat about that next with him. But
who else is in that film, just by the way?
Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
Mm. Yep.
Is he available?
Well, not right now. Text him. Send him a DM.
Do we get to choose between Jamie and...
I think the choice was made for us. Because I do remember, because we were on the Zoom... With a lot
and
of
other people were getting,
yeah, there was a lot of us.
Room.
The first time I've ever been in a Zoom waiting room, which is exactly as awful as it sounds, which is 50 people all in their own rooms that can see each other and sort of hear each other. But we were from all different parts of what they were calling Southeast Asia. And so it was us and something called Taiwan Generic. And there was a Thailand radio station. There was three guys.
I didn't like those three guys on that couch. Where were they from?
They were from Fly FM,
They were too close. I mean, COVID's all over the world, and you can't three of you be sitting on top of each other on a couch.
No social distancing in that country. No, Fly FM needs to have a good and hard look at themselves if they're listening via the app.
Not that I'm allowed to, wherever that is.
Well, I think it's Malaysia. I believe it's Malaysia. But then we got on and we saw a couple of big names, and I wanted to say hello, but they had no interest in talking to us.
Big name, Eddie McGuire.
Yep, we said hi, Ed, and he's like, "Hi, guys."
He was chatty. But he was experiencing the same feelings we were. Like, what are we doing here?
It was a real what are we doing this moment. And then Brooke.
God, he had a lot of library books behind him, can I say?
Eddie McGuire's, he looks fully in the library. Looks smart. I've asked him about that before, and they're by genre. He puts them by genre.
It's like he was in the National Library of Australia or something. It was just... A lot of people do that, by the way. I don't believe all of them. There's so many people just have a stack of books behind them when they're on these Zoom calls, and you just don't think they've read any of them, you know?
But I've got to keep saying, are you saying that Eddie? Are you making that claim about Eddie?
Well, I don't know whether Eddie's read the books or not.
Fantastic. Now we're getting somewhere. What else do you want to say?
Well, who else was there? Brooke Boney.
How long were you on the waiting room?
He's just called her Book Boney. I believe her name is Brooke Boney.
I said Book Brony. I didn't.
You're still saying Book Boney.
No, sorry, Brooke Boney. The first time I did say Brooke Boney, I didn't say Book Boney.
No, you didn't. You've said Book Boney.
I would like to check the tape.
Book Brony twice.
I think the first time I said Brooke Boney, and then you said I said Book.
What's her name? You're calling her Book Brony. It's not okay.
Brooke Boney.
How long were you waiting for in this?
45 minutes. An awful millennial came on. No, you couldn't go anywhere.
She didn't know when they were going to be on. You all of a sudden you're with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and there you are. I'm making an espresso.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is on the show up next for Project Power. It's Husey and Ed. Get that lit feeling.
Yeah.
It's the Husey and Ed catch up.
It is Hughesy and Ed. Get that lit feeling with Dave Hughes and Ed Cavalli.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate that, Tom. You, Tom. Filling in for Jack, who's having a baby, or the beautiful Tom. Beck is having the baby.
Yay.
We'll fill you in on where they're at tomorrow. They're on a radio silence at the moment. They won't let us go live. Yep. So, Ed, you love this guy, don't you, who we're about to interview?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt from the Batman movies and from Third Rock from the Sun and from Looper. He's in a new movie with Jamie Foxx on called Project Power. And the reason we're saying this is because it sounds a little bit different because we caught up with him via, he was Zooming from his house and we were in our houses. And here he is.
Let's do it.
All right, we are Hughesy and Ed from the Hughesy and Ed radio show on the Hit Radio Network across Australia.
We're very excited to speak to Joseph Gordon-Levitt, absolute star of world TV and cinema, I'm going to say. Yeah. Hello, Joseph.
Hey, how you guys doing? Wait, which one's Hughesy and which one's Ed?
Yeah, have a guess. Hughesy. Oh, why would you do that? Well, I'll be Ed then. For this, I'm Ed, he's Hughesy.
All right.
Mate, this is a new technology for us. It's exciting. We're really into it. Mate, the movie is fantastic. Well done.
Thank you.
Can I just start off and say you've obviously been involved in big cinema releases over your long career now, even though you're still a very young man. What's it like to have a movie released on Netflix? Is it the same buzz for you, or is it completely different?
It reaches a lot more people, so it's kind of it's kind of cool. I mean, look, I'm a fan of the cinema. I love sitting in a dark room with a whole crowd of people and sharing a film. But technology changes, and also a lot more people can afford Netflix than can necessarily afford to buy tickets for the whole family and pay for parking and pay for popcorn and soda. And so, look, I like the idea that something I'm working on gets out there and is accessible to more people. So I'm thrilled.
And if Netflix let you in on the Joseph Gordon-Levitt algorithm, have they told you which of your many things are at the top of their internal list?
They're choosy about how much information they let you see. It's funny. It's true.
But do you notice, though, not many people are out in the streets of the world now because of COVID, obviously, but have you noticed since the streaming services have become a really big thing that more people are just coming up to you and talking about past projects?
Oh, that's interesting. I guess, I mean, also because, look, I haven't been out in a movie in 4 years. I took some time off. Right. I'm a dad now, so I wanted to, you know, I was lucky. I was able to spend some time with my kids, and I did. So this is actually a really exciting time. I have 3 movies coming out this year, and I haven't been in a movie. I haven't come out in a movie since 2016.
Yeah.
Wow. Now I've got to bring something up because Joseph, I can see you are always been at the forefront of technology. You had your fantastic internet show for a number of years. You're really at the forefront, and I love you're on Twitter. You put out a call the other day for fans and musicians and rappers to help you create an original song for your latest film, Power.
If you feel like singing, just sing some kind of melody or a hook that goes along with the beat. And then if you like to make music, we want to add on to this basic beat.
It is a great idea.
Thanks, man. Thanks. It was really cool because Netflix came to me with that idea. And I was like, wow, Netflix, you guys know what Hit Record is? Hit Record is this project that I've been doing for so many years. You know, I started this with my brother so many years ago, and it's grown and grown and grown. And it's still kind of a trip to me sometimes. Like, oh, wow, now we have an office. Netflix is coming and asking us to do things. Like, that's cool. But yeah, so Dominique Fishback, the actress in the film, and I, she plays this character who raps. And so she and I are leading this collaborative project for anybody to jump in. And you could be a skilled musician or you could just have some thoughts. That the way it works on Hit Record is you don't just post your own thing and say, hey, world, look at me and look what I did. The point is people collaborate. They build off of each other. So everybody's going to, you know, remix each other and build off each other and come together to make this song and music video for Power.
Right.
It's happening right now.
Can I throw something in the mix? Because Hughesy, he is one of the guesses and judges on The Masked Singer in Australia at the moment. And he is he is Australia's premier stand-up comedian, but he's not known for his dancing or his singing. This is the truth. So can I play you a little bit of him after he's had 3 singing lessons to see if he can get in the mix?
Yeah, of course. Anybody can, but sure.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself. And I look across the water and I think of what you're doing
and I paint a picture.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's sort of like an Iggy Pop, Lou Reed sort of thing, right? It's like that embracing the imperfection sort of thing, right?
Oh, yeah, a lot of imperfection to embrace.
That's going on my next comedy show poster, man, that quote that you just said there.
So is he a chance?
Am I a chance to get involved, Joseph?
Yeah, of course, man, of course. We need an Australian hobo on our track. So.
Well done, mate. Your career is very interesting and it's great. And good on you, for being a family man as well. And good luck for the film, mate. I'll be watching it straight away with my team. Good on you,
Thanks, you guys. Mate. Great to see you. Mate.
See you, mate.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
Now, Bachelor in Paradise, shocking developments last night on the finale.
Whoa.
Will we ever believe in love again? Can we?
No, come on, mate. We have to believe that love is possible.
I'm ready for Lachlan's journey. It starts Wednesday night on The Bachelor after the completion of Kieran and Kiki's journey, which was, you know, completed, I thought, and was... set in gold.
When I heard them have this conversation,
you mean something to me, the whole world to me. I literally don't care about anything else, but I am falling in love with you. I know I want to be with you. I don't care about the commitment ceremony. I'll get you my own commitment ringed.
Okay, done, babe. Let's leave. I'm happy to go home. I can't do this shit anymore either. I've had a shit day.
Yeah.
All right, then.
All right, let's bounce.
He didn't need a piece of paper. He didn't need a commitment ceremony to, tell the world that he loves Kiki.
Which is fair enough.
But then,
the whole point is to find love. And if you found it, why have I got to stand there and bang on about it?
But then on the screen last night, this was put up on Bachelor in Paradise. Kieran and Kiki returned home as a couple and tried to make things work. Unfortunately, within weeks, he ended the relationship. She has not heard from him since.
Wait a sec. That's them editorializing about the relationship. That's not their role. Whose name was put to that? Osh?
Well, I don't know if Osh's name
was put to that.
We just said Bachelor in Paradise, Channel 10 logo.
I need a name. Well, I'm sorry, but I need a name.
How about we hear from Kiki? Kiki, okay. I'm popping. I'm so peed off. Kiki, this is what she had to say on her Insta.
Kieran and I broke up about 2 months after we left Paradise. He had moved in with me, tried to make it work. Obviously, there's a lot of gory details that I'll spare you of.
Whoa.
When I'm allowed to finally fill you all in on everything, I will hopefully give you guys more information.
This is a one-sided angle from you. What have you got? I've got the man himself, please. Hello, Kieran.
Yeah, I'm not too bad. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're okay. Look, Husey's running a very one-sided agenda here. It's like Kiki FM over here, Kieran. Now, from your perspective, what took place?
After Paradise?
Yeah. We know what happened on Paradise. We saw everything.
After Paradise, myself and Kiki obviously left.
Yep.
I moved down to Sydney, lived with Kiki for a bit, and then, it just... things didn't work out, so
exactly.
I went our separate ways and I moved down to Melbourne.
But you know what? That's all very well. Things didn't work out, but Kiki's not telling her full side of the story because there's some sort of non-disclosure or something. I don't know what's going on there. But in what way, Australia deserves to know, Kieran, what way didn't it work out? It sounds like you ghosted her that she wanted to continue the relationship. Is that fair to say?
There was no ghosting. We went on a little trip up to Townsville, and then we had a few, ups and downs before that, and then, when we got back from Townsville, she asked me to make a decision of what we wanted to do, and for me, things weren't, working out, going, as I wanted it to, so I was like, I'm all done.
That's a tale as old as time, mate.
You
give things a go, and if they don't work out, you do the right thing like Kieran did, is you say to Kiki, listen, Keeks, had a great time, but I've got to move on, and you move on. That's fair play.
No, it's not fair play because she's heartbroken. You can tell that, can't you, Kieran, that Kiki wanted you to stay with her. That's fair, isn't it?
Yeah, she did, but then, like she said, she went, look, if it's not going to work out, then it's not going to work out.
Exactly.
Plugging a dead end, I'm pretty sure that's the term terminology.
Yeah, but for her, the horse wasn't dead. For her, the horse had plenty of gallop in its legs and it was ready to, you know, win the cup.
Yeah, but Kieran, the screens are gone up, mate.
No, the shotgun was nowhere near the
screens
horse.
Screens are up.
Mate.
The trainer's wandering over.
No,
avert your eyes.
You know what? I don't care how lame the horse is. I'll get a paddock and I'll feed that horse for the next 20 years as long as it lives. So we're not shooting horses here. So, Kieran, do you at any point think that you've got to stop breaking the hearts of beautiful women and it's time to settle down? How old are you, mate?
I'm 26.
Yep, you've got 20 years of heartbreaking left ahead of you, Kieran. This is your time to be single. You've got the new pink hair. Everybody loves you. You came out the winner of this show. You know as well as I do, this is your time to shine and be single. Yeah, you know as well as I do.
I definitely didn't come out the winner, that's for sure.
Yeah, but look.
Getting absolutely slammed on social media. But at the same time, no.
Don't look at it, Kieran. Don't look at it, man.
But where is he going to find his next date if he's not on social media?
He's got pink hair. He just has to walk down the street. They'll come to him.
You can't go anywhere these days. He's living in Melbourne, we believe. You can't even go outside. Is that right, Kieran?
Yeah, bloody paparazzi's been outside my house, which has not been too fun. But I've always made sure, you know, I'm looking all right if I'm leaving the house.
But you can't leave the house. You've got to have the mask on. People can't even recognise you. Maybe the pink hair will get you across the line. But in Melbourne, you've got to have the mask on. So you're not even getting the attention you deserve.
What, for me? For what?
No, this is you, women. Women wanting you. Women wanting to meet you.
Kieran from Bachelor.
Best of luck.
It's Husey and Ed.
Anymore.
Husey and Ed.
Pretty hard at the moment in a lot of parts of Australia when relatives are having birthdays. You can't celebrate them because you're not allowed to congregate. My father-in-law celebrated his birthday on the weekend.
Okay.
And we had a Zoom chat and that's all very well. But actually, you can catch our chat with Gordon Levitt. Actually,
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's on the socials, isn't it?
That's on the socials.
But my wife said what she considered buying him for his birthday shocked me, and it had something to do with a massive international movie star.
Here we go.
When we come back, we're going to play a game when we come back, all right?
What's up next?
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Influencer of the day isn't far away.
Jeez, yeah, I tell you what.
Yeah, big time, big one this today. Big influencer, but right now I want to talk about potential birthday present for my father-in-law, David. My wife's father's David, I'm David. Weird. Anyway, no worries. He's turning, I'm not sure, late 60s. And my wife said, I thought about, because we can't go visit them for their birthday, I thought about getting a shout out from a big celebrity. The big celebrity she thought about was this guy.
Good evening, I'm Chevy Chase.
You're not.
Chevy Chase. National Lampoon's Vacation. Huge comedy icon. Yeah.
Kind of the show Community. He's in the most recent Paul Hogan, the fantastic Mr. Dundee.
He's in that.
Yeah, he's in that. So, you know, he's been around forever, and that would be a huge get. Now, I'm assuming you're a big-name comedian. He's a big-name comedian. You could just send him a text and send it over on his way.
No, I don't know him, so I'd love to know Chevy Chase. Okay. I heard he can be a bit prickly. That's what I've heard.
The old Chevy, yeah.
Yeah, so we're talking, you can get to big-name celebrities like him through this thing called Cameo.
Love Cameo.
Where they send you videos and they include your name, a shout-out for your birthday. How much do you think Chevy Chase is worth?
US or Australian?
Oh, we'll go US, yeah. How much US for Chevy Chase?
500.
Give him the...
Correct.
It's correct. There we go.
You know what? You got it exactly right.
What a great guess.
You know what? I guessed it right as well.
That means he set the market correctly. That's way too high, but that's what he thinks. That's way too high. That's way too high for Chevy Chase. That's way too high.
All right. Well, that's worth. No, we haven't paid it. He said, no, don't worry about it. So we didn't pay the $500.
I'll just do it and we can say it's Chevy Chase. Hello, David. Chevy Chase here. I just want to say happy birthday to you. I'll take you to Wally World. We'll get you to do Wally. We'll go to Wally World.
Yeah, but mate, it's visual as well. You need, so that's if
do a deep fake.
Audio. So, all right, here's now, you know what? We got talking, me and my wife, about who's done it. And a friend of ours called Vaya had a birthday recently, and her partner got her three. All right, first one was this guy from Parks and Recreation. Have a listen to this.
Hey, you guys, this is Jim O'Hare. I think you know me better as Jerry, Gary, Larry, Terry, Barry from Parks and Recreation. Yeah, I just bumbled that. Yep, that had Jerry written all over it. His marbles
are falling off
today. Yep,
that'll do. Yep, that's enough of that. What do you think he's worth, Jerry? Well,
he doesn't write them, obviously. He's clearly riffing.
How much for him?
$50.
More.
What? For some dude from Parks and Rec?
He's copping $135.
No way. I don't even know who that is. What does he do? What does he look like? Is he a small Nick Offerman? He's not a big character in Parks and Rec.
Small character.
Holy moly. Now, $135 for that guy. He didn't even write it. He could barely get the name of his character right.
All right, so Vaya got a three. She got a triple treat for her birthday. Second one, this is Sound of Music, Angela Cartwright, who played the middle child in The Sound of Music. This is what she had to say to Vaya.
Okay. He has asked me, Angela Cartwright, Penny Robinson, Birgitta Von Trapp, to send you a special happy birthday message.
I thought those children were... Von Trapp, how many of them are dead? How many Von Trapp kids are still with us?
I don't know.
Well, I need to know that. I need to, you know, because that will set the market. And
you
also,
think there's a chance that she could be knocking off the other children's to up her price?
Every time one of them dies, she's like, boom, chuck 10 on my price. And why would you want her? Why wouldn't you want the nun, the famous nun? Our Abbey is not a place for... No. Mother Superior. Our Abbey is not a place to something. Maria, what is it you...
Mate,
beep, 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 beep,
if you look at the vision, Angela's not a young woman. The nun is dead. She's dead. So you've got to go with live people.
$20.
$100.
Oh, shut up.
She gets 100.
For a Von Trapp, there was like 40 of them.
Final treat.
D. Hughes. How much for D. Hughes? Because you've been asked. What rate would you set? We've got to put this out there.
I don't know, you've been asked a lot.
Let's set a rate.
Let me do one more. Right? Okay. This is Mary Poppins, Jane Banks, the child in Mary Poppins. Yeah, one of the two.
Not actually. Hearing that you are a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious person, and that K.B. Barker thinks you are the best girl in the whole wide world.
What is she
did
worth?
He, right, hang on. Did he... make her do the Super Cali, or does
I
she
don't
just,
know, mate.
I guess you wanted to do that.
Get your value when you get her on. How much? Okay. What's she worth?
Who was it?
It was one of the children from the Mary Poppins.
So not actual Mary Poppins.
No, but that's Julie Andrews, mate, who's, you know, she'd be worth more. What's one of the kids worth? There's only two of them, isn't there?
That's not bad.
Yeah, so how many?
Jane
how
Banks
much?
from Mary Poppins.
$80.
$40.
Oh, Do you know what, man? You should get your father-in-law a Banks Von Trapp double. Under 200.
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
It is Husey and Ed right across the country with that get lit feeling.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Okay.
I'm loving
it. That's good. That's
get lit.
Have the intro. Here it goes, Tommy.
What's up, guys?
Hey. It's Husey and Ed's influencer of the day.
Wowzers, bro.
Yeah, they're good people. They're people who are shaping the minds of the next generation or all generations. I'm influenced by them, and I'm certainly not the next generation.
Which generation?
I'm generation now.
You are, man. Your generation tonight, 7:30, Masked Singer.
Mm.
Good point. Channel 10, Win Network. Get there. Opening episode. Unbelievable reveal. That's all I'll say.
Mm. Oh, give us a hint.
You won't believe it. But it's great. True.
Great hint. So it's time for our influencer of the day, Husey. These are the people that everyone dreams to be now, just making their living off social media, showing their life. Who have you got for me today, young man?
I've got a brilliant public figure called, well, her name is Cartier Surjean. So you
Surjean,
might
mate. Surjean.
Well, let's ask her how you pronounce her last name. Cartier, how do we pronounce your last name?
Surjean.
Exactly, I stand corrected.
No, I stand corrected. Our producer came in and said surgeon, and she's
in
big trouble.
I don't think she did.
She said surgeon.
I didn't even need our producer to come in because love Cardia's work. I'm not here to go,
fair play.
You know, how to pronounce this brilliant performer's work.
No, I stand corrected. Yeah, you're right.
I loved you on Love Island. How much fun was that back in the day?
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Sounds
as
like
it was to watch.
So now we've got to play the game. So current amount of Instagram followers, Cartier?
244,000.
And how many did you have before you went into Love Island?
Maybe 1,000, just breaking.
Whoa.
And can I say,
wow.
She doesn't post that often. She's not a mad poster.
Is that
poster.
Right? Is that
only
right?
323 posts.
I post often.
So
you post often enough, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you don't post often enough. I'm saying you're an over-poster. For example, I've got a similar amount of followers, Cartier, and I'm going to tell you how many posts I've done once I work out.
No, I wonder how many followers you've got. Because we'll do followers per to post ratio.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. I'm going to go to my profile, how many posts I couldn't refresh feed. Keep talking, Ed.
Can do. Now, Cartier, you and I both share a lot. Do you want to play a game of what's your favorite Bible quote?
Bible quote.
Yes.
Sure.
Go for it.
My favorite Bible quote is, I can't remember the exact verse, but it's in the chapter called Ephesians.
Yeah.
And it's just about not letting the sun go down in anger.
Great one.
Good one.
I love that.
Yes. That's what great. About in a my relation- favorite at the
no,
moment?
In a relationship.
Okay, oh, goodness. Yep.
That's my great. I love that as well. Don't go to bed angry with your partner. That's what you're saying there, isn't it?
Don't let the sun go down in anger.
Because you never know what night's going to be your last.
Exactly.
Jeez,
that's pretty morbid, though.
I don't know about that one.
Anyway, so what were you going to say, Ed?
No, I was buying time for you. You're going to come back with something.
Bible quote.
Yeah, it was a good
time. I like an eye for an eye.
That's terrible. That's exactly the opposite of what Cartier and I are about. We're not about that, are we, Cartier? We're not about a revenge. What is this?
No way.
Unbelievable from you.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can all have our favourite quotes. An eye for an eye.
Keep your loins girded and your lamps burning. How about that one from Luke?
Yeah, you all do weird sexual ones. I don't like it. You're that guy who goes through the Bible looking for kinky bits.
We're not like that, are we, Cartier?
Yeah, we're not like that.
No, not at all.
Let's hear some of the vlog.
I've done my makeup, looking fresh, looking cute, and I've got like a little cute like dress on. So,
righto,
that's good stuff.
Cartier, what's the main source of income? People who want to be an influencer like you are, who is killing it. What is the main source of income?
Instagram for me at the moment.
Really. Oh.
I don't make a cent off it. I don't make a cent. Not one cent.
You don't. Who manages you?
Yeah, who manages you, man? Yeah, good question. Tell you what, Cartier, they're not listening because they're in the mansion that he bought him years ago.
Nah.
Bring it up with your management.
Your business. This is what I'm talking about. She's all business.
You know what? She's had 300 posts and she's got 245,000 followers or 47. Yeah. I've had 3,000 posts and I've got 257,000 followers. Like, that's 10 to 1, and she is doing it right.
There we go.
You should still pride yourself on how many posts you've got. I've only been doing it for like 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Hang on, that makes him feel even worse. Good on you, Cartier. Best of luck.
It's Hughie and Ed's Influencer of the Day.
All right, tonight, enough of this. Everyone get lit. It's time for the Masked Singer. It's going to be huge. You're going to see him dance. You're going to see a head reveal. I can't wait.
No, it's a barrel of laughs. It's a lot of fun. The singing.
Here we go.
The dancing, the costumes.
Ursula. Yes.
So Ursula Carlson, great, great inclusion to the show. Danny and Jackie are on fire. Osh is doing his thing. It's Masked Singer, 7:30. Don't miss it, Australia.
Boom. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. Good work, Tom.
With BPAY, you can choose when to pay and from which account, all from within your secure online banking. It's an easy and secure way to stay in control of your bills. Because BPAY is in your corner. Contact your bank to see if BPAY is right for you.